Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, January 20th. Coming up, we'll learn about Donald Trump's green card proposal and why it has sparked some doubt for international students. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The 24th annual Champaign County Martin Luther King Jr. celebration took place on the University of Illinois campus last night. IPM student reporter Diana Jung has the story.
The event at the Kenner Center for the Performing Arts opened with a community choir performance directed by Audrey Kiedenmark and Terry Knapper. Urbana Mayor Diane Wolf Marlin says the countywide celebrations last all week and aim to honor Dr. King's work of pursuing equity and justice for all. She says the city also focuses on these goals.
So whether it's through housing or education or opportunity or jobs, it's something that all of us, and even through the way we build our infrastructure in our cities, we have to look at this through the lens of equity.
The event recognized the work of several community members, including 10 local high school students. I'm Diana Zhang, IPM News.
The largest Asian grocery store in the U.S. has come to downtown Urbana. IPM student reporter Anna Koh braved the crowds to take a visit.
At 8 a.m. Saturday morning, H Mart was already packed with shoppers. Champaign resident Michael Stevens was among them.
We actually tried to come last night, but the parking lot was rather crowded, so we couldn't find a spot. So we decided to try and find a time that was a little less busy to see what was here.
H Mart's marketing manager, Douglas Kim, says around 5,000 to 6,000 people came to H Mart's opening day Thursday, and they've had a steady stream of customers since. In addition to fresh produce and household items, H Mart has a bakery and a food court with authentic Korean cuisine. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Some Central Illinoisans are grateful after a ceasefire was announced in Israel's war in Gaza. IPM's Mayantar has more.
Jessica Yassin is with the Champaign-Urbana Muslim Action Committee. In January, she called any hopes for a ceasefire a fantasy.
My hopes are fiction.
Over the weekend, she said she's overwhelmed with gratitude.
I'm just very thankful for the children who are celebrating in the streets that they can go back home. That's what I'm grateful for right now are the videos that we're watching. And, you know, I'm a mother. I see these children that are just so happy that they get to go back home. That's what I'm the most grateful for are all the families, all the people that get to just go back home.
Yassin says CUMAC is continuing to fight for divestment from U.S. companies and organizations that support Israel. The war in Gaza has killed more than 47,000 Palestinians since October 2023, when Hamas killed or kidnapped more than 1,200 Israelis. May Antar, IPM News.
A U.S. official says immigration officers will target hundreds of people starting tomorrow on Tuesday after President-elect Donald Trump takes office. As Julie Walker reports, the mass deportations will begin here in Illinois.
The operation will be concentrated in the Chicago area, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity because plans have not been made public. Trump is expected to cast a wider net than President Biden, whose focus on picking up people away from the border was largely limited to those with serious criminal histories. Trump aides have said they will arrest others, such as spouses or roommates, who are not targets but happen to be in the country illegally. I'm Julie Walker.
As President-elect Trump takes office today promising mass deportations, local police chiefs in Champaign-Urbana say they won't be collaborating with federal immigration agents. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, that approach is a requirement under state law.
The Illinois Trust Act bars state and local police from enforcing immigration policies unless there's a criminal warrant. That also means they can't ask people about their citizenship status. Timothy T. Tyler is the police chief for the city of Champaign. At an event last week, he said the state law is part of every officer's annual training.
We're not concerned about immigration status at the Champaign Police Department.
The heads of police for Urbana, Champaign County, and the University of Illinois all made similar commitments to not work with immigration agents. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about Donald Trump's green card proposal and why it has sparked some doubt for international students. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 14 degrees, with wind chill values between minus 10 and minus 20, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of minus 3, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and cold with a high of 5 degrees, wind chill values between minus 10 and minus 20, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 0, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 26 degrees and a south wind 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, with the second Trump administration underway, we'll talk about his inaugural address and first moves in office. And we want to hear how you're feeling about it. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. President-elect Donald Trump has hinted at allowing foreign students who graduate from U.S. universities to become permanent residents. However, skepticism remains over the implementation of this policy. IPM student reporter Anna Koh has more.
Donald Trump's stance towards immigration remained hostile during the campaign. But in a podcast last summer, his stance seemed different.
You graduate from a college, I think you should get automatically, as part of your diploma, a green card to be able to stay in this country.
Dale Gardner is a political science professor at Parkland College.
So I would suspect that he's looking at international students as a source of economic benefit for the U.S.
International students struggle to find jobs and internships in the United States. An H-1B visa allows full-time work authorization, but requires sponsorship from the employer. But FNU Mohi, an international graduate student studying information management at the U of I, says getting the H-1B is very competitive.
It's extremely hard because the amount of companies offering you sponsorship is really low.
So Trump's recent green card proposal has given some of them hope. Gardner says he doesn't have high hopes, but if the policy does get implemented, he says it will be better than mass deportations. Trump's idea would require congressional approval. According to CNN, a record high 1.1 million foreign students enrolled at U.S. colleges and universities in the 2023-24 academic year. At the University of Illinois, there are more than 11,000 foreign students. Most are from China, India, South Korea, and Taiwan. Parkland College has more than 300 international students. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Diana Jung, May Antar, Julie Walker, Emily Hayes, and Anna Koh. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.